This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day and staying strong through Ranger disappointment. They did slip to 7-6 on the year with a 1-0 loss to the A's earlier. They dropped their first series of the season as well. And go to Houston tomorrow. So that is the good news. It's going to be very fun and exciting tomorrow as we build back into another Silver Boot Friday, a Silver Boot weekend. And for more on your baseball, here is Woolchuck with Around the Bases, brought to you by Uber Eats.
Thank you very much, General, and shout out to Uber Eats as well for everything they're doing for us. And my gosh, if you need something on the go, Uber Eats is the place for you.
Tip those drivers.
Yeah, make sure you tip the drivers.
Otherwise, Woolchuck will find you.
I'm going to find you. You know how I feel about the tipping. Tip. People are trying to earn a living. But if you're not
Woolchuck,
a tipper.
Woolchuck has a very unique set of skills.
Oh, yes. Good luck. It was not a great effort from the bats today. Was a good effort if you're looking for some Rangers positivity by the arms. John Gray found his groove. 9 Ks today for John Gray.
Johnny got his groove back.
He sure did.
The new J-Jeezy.
Jacob Latz was very good, and Jose Urania continues to be very, very good as well. And Rangers are going to be heading to Houston to start a weekend series with the Astros. Houston getting spanked 13-3 today by Kansas City. So they're also limping in, and we will have at least one good pitching matchup with Eovaldi and Christian Javier. That should be fun. But overall, I think the Rangers should have the edge on the bump throughout this series. And Adolis Garcia owns Minute Maid Park and just owns the Astros. So if you're prize picking, I would anticipate to hit all of the more on Adolis Garcia over the weekend series.
You got it. Your wish is my command. I look forward to that. And really just all these Ranger bats, they're due.
They're due. Corey Seager specifically. The 0 for day, you said since 2017?
Yeah, April 17th, 2017. You know what we need to do? I need to go look up his stat line for the following game and just see what bounce back Seager off an 0 for 4, 4K day looks like. I bet it's otherworldly.
I bet it was like a double home run game. Something crazy. But
double dong Seager redemption,
yes,
coming up tomorrow at Minute Maid.
Rangers hit just 4 balls in play with an exit velo of 95 miles per hour or harder. 3 of those were outs. Rangers often talk about that being due. Shout out to Sean McFarland for this nugget. Since the Rangers scored 17 runs on 31 hits in their first 2 games against the Astros on Friday and Saturday, they've been held to 15 runs total in their last 5 games. So they are absolutely, I think, on the verge of hopefully erupting. And they've still been really good when it comes to strikeout-to-walk ratios. But these bats need to come alive in a big, big way over the weekend against Houston. Now, we did get some updates on some of the injuries. Nathaniel Lowe is going to start a rehab assignment with AA Frisco tomorrow.
LFG.
Boach saying he's going to need some at-bats down there. He's going to need to get into playing shape first base, doing all those things. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. You've still got to get on the field and get into playing shape. So excited to get low, hopefully back here sooner rather than later.
I've never heard someone talk so intensely about baseball plan shape. You know, I hear that about football. Like, especially, you got to get hit a few times. You got to get dialed.
And at first base, like, we've seen some of the first basemen over the years.
I'm pretty sure I'm in first base shape right now.
You are. Yeah. But you're also looking like a lean, mean machine, dude.
That's true. Yeah. I'm doing all right for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, the sugar, maybe that is. But I still think, I mean, you wore that Smokey the Bear hoodie. I was like, damn, Doss. Nice.
With blue jeans, too.
Looking like a new man.
My guy's wearing it.
Freaking glowing, man. It's like you had the pregnancy glow. It was
like OJ over here.
But if you did play at first for a game, the shoulder, I mean, how long would you be icing the arm afterward? I mean, I think it would be 7 days of ice. Would it be 7 days worth of icing?
You know, I might have to turn two. I might have to gun down somebody at the plate. But at first base, I might get away with not having to throw much.
You might.
So it'd probably be a groin from like a stretch.
Yeah, you know, that would be the hardest part.
3 months.
Yeah, you know, you got to like scoop a bad throw.
Oh, well, he's got that glove.
Yeah, I bet Dawson, you did have quite the glove growing up.
Oh, yeah. They called me Garvey as a kid.
Hell yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Move over, Gabby. It's time for Garvey. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Seager, after going 0 for 4 in 2017, the next game, he was 1 run, 1 hit, and a walk. So
got on base twice.
He did.
And scored a run.
Yes, he did.
So I think minimum, that's your expectations. That's the floor, as Brian would hate to hear us say that because he doesn't understand the floor on the ceiling, what either that means. But that's the floor tomorrow for Corey Seager. Now, Michael Lorenzen, the righty, one step closer towards joining the Rangers. He completed his third and likely final rehab assignment with AAA Round Rock Wednesday against Oklahoma City. He was scheduled to pitch Tuesday. Game was postponed due to rain, so he got an extra day. Although, guys, it didn't go that well for Lorenzen. Would you like to see him get another start in the minors after you hear his line? Or are you just saying we're okay? He allowed 4 runs on 6 hits, 5 walks, and 4 2/3 innings for the Express. He did strike out 6 batters.
Hello.
Threw 53 of his 89 pitches for strikes. Pitched 3 shutout innings before his command dipped in the 4th. So he started off hot.
Okay.
Then fatigued a little bit.
Who are we in a hurry to move on from here?
I guess maybe it's Heaney. Maybe you could piggyback him and Heaney together.
Okay.
You know, Heaney's not looked really good. But that's a great point because I think the assumption was Cody Bradford was kind of that 5th guy. And he did do a great job in the bullpen in long relief. But Eovaldi and Bradford have been your top 2 guys, then Dane Dunning. Cody Bradford right now, until he shows signs of maybe coming back down to earth a little bit, this dude's on a heater. I'm not moving Cody Bradford. He has earned his spot in this rotation. He's pitching great.
Yes.
And it gets me excited because if Cody Bradford can sustain this, it's something the Rangers haven't had since Derek Holland. And that is a homegrown pitcher that looks like he could be damn good.
Yeah,
literally,
it's fun.
Too. Alito, man.
Yeah, super local. Tried and true at this point. I do want to point out, speaking of on fire, Tiger Woods has birdied. He is 1 under and just teed off on 11. Hit a bomb.
That's exciting.
And he's getting along well. There's no signs of a limp or back trouble or anything so far. We'll check.
Still in great physical shape. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Scherzer, again, I don't know that we ever hear anything else when it comes to Scherzer, but he's feeling ahead of schedule. He has not experienced continued nerve pain after his back surgery, and nearly 4 months since then, he's still feeling great. He said, I really feel like we're kind of turning the corner here in terms of rehab, and I'm recovering from things and kind of feeling normal, looking good. He had that 40-pitch bullpen session that he absolutely dominated. We did hear that, Eric, that he dominated that bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on his way to getting back before his 40th birthday, which is July 27th. I expect this to be a training camp. His birthday's 3 days after mine. Look at us, just 2 peas in a pod here. Scherzer's dog and myself. But a
couple of legendary athletes born within days.
No doubt, right? He said that back surgery, I've been through that, and I've known guys that have been through it. Said Boach, who turns 69 next week. So an early happy birthday to Bruce Bochy.
Legend.
So let's be honest, he's not a spring chicken. For him to bounce back like this and be doing so well, yeah, I'm amazed. I mean, Max Scherzer's just one of these guys that defies the odds still. And this rotation, we'll see how it goes. But I don't want to be rushing this guy back. I don't care if he's ahead of schedule. That's great news. But let's just go ahead and just ease him back into this process. Because we've seen Scherzer get hurt last year. Then he tries to get back. Did give you some big-time innings that you needed in the postseason, but he wasn't quite himself.
Yeah, the energy, the intensity of Scherzer, I'm not surprised he's healing quicker. I just feel like he wants it, and he wants it now. And, you know, I'm not gonna fade him at all as far as being a big part of this pitching staff, but you're right. And I would feel almost like let's give it extra time just to keep him fresh, because at this age it becomes difficult to recover day to day. And then on top of that, if you stack up a bunch of intense months and weeks together, it's going to drain you, you know. And I believe the Rangers are going to be on top of this, so they'll handle it properly. But if you're mid-season and you're under 500 and Scherzer's good to go, then everything I just said
goes out the window.
Yeah.
Now you're in a little bit more of a desperation mode. I'm with you on that. It kind of just depends on the situation that you're in. Monty was one of that Boris Four under Scott Boras as his agent, along with Matt Chapman, Cody Bellinger, and Blake Snell, who waited late into the offseason to sign. All four did get deals, but well below their pre-free agency projections. We know Monty, unfortunately, did not come back to the Rangers. Signed a $25 million one-year deal with the team whom the Rangers defeated in the World Series, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, today, he said, go bleep yourself, Scott Boras.
Yeah.
I am going to find myself a new agency. He has signed with Wasserman's Joel Wolf and Nick Chinnock, according to ESPN. And I love this move. One, I wonder if Scott Boras is just stretched too thin here. I mean, the guy has so many clients. How are you able to focus really on giving each of these guys individual attention. Mm-hmm. If I'm Jordan Montgomery, this did not go the way I wanted it to. I'm sure you're a great agent, right? You've got all kinds of people in your past that have gotten paid under you. And your reputation, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Your reputation.
Reputation precedes you. But I think this is a good move for Monty. And hopefully it means he comes back to the Rangers next offseason.
Yeah, getting away from Boris, I would imagine, is a good move for anybody all the time, unless he's gotten you the fatty, fatty boomba, which he has for a lot of folks. But, I mean, you talk about this with, and this is what I think about with, like, having more and more kids. Like, I got three kids. I don't have the bandwidth for it or the dad width. Like, at some point, you don't have the agent width to handle all of these clients, you know, and making all of these crazy promises. Yeah. And now you got to come correct on them. And you have the owners sort of actively playing defense against you at this point. That they're like, we don't like you anymore. And we're going to, I don't know if they're sending emails about it or if they're just all agreeing, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Collusion.
We're not caving to Boris anymore. We've been doing it for too long.
I hate this guy.
And he made me look like an idiot, you know, because what people are going to say is, oh, Boris gassed you up. Boris was like, oh, no, you got to come over to me because you're amazing and all these other agents stink. And, you know, so then as that player, you're like, oh, he believes in me like I want to hear. Finally, you know, somebody that believes in me. You go home to your mom and dad and your wife and you're like, I got a new agent, Scott Boris. He's going to get me what I'm owed. All these teams have been ripping me off my career, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit there and you're going back tail tucked. You got to fire that guy.
Yep.
Just so you can look yourself in the mirror. That's what that is.
Good move. Because it is a crazy situation of what money, like how much money ends up being left on the table here when it's all said and done.
Yeah. 100%. And if he gets hurt this year.
That's what I'm saying. Like a 1 year, whatever, $25 million he got. And it could have been.
Man.
I mean, I'm sure there were offers out there that weren't the 7 year offers that he was going for, but in the hundreds of millions that would have gotten the job done.
And I think as a Ranger fan, you have to wonder, could this have gone much different for you? You know, could Monty have been there in surprise, not having to scramble for Lorenzen week three of spring training?
True.
Lorenzen's got those biceps, though, man. I'm glad he's here.
And
that was a dub.
Now, the big story in Major League Baseball today, Shohei's former interpreter apparently stole more than $13 million or $16 million over 2 years from the Dodgers superstar to pay off gambling debts to an illegal sports book, according to an affidavit filed by federal authorities today. They filed a complaint accusing Ipe Mizuhara of bank fraud, which can carry a maximum fine up to $1 million or up to 30 years in prison, according to federal sentencing guidelines. Now, the U.S. attorney, Martin Estrada, said during a news conference today in L.A., quote, I want to emphasize this point. Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million.
And all he can do now is sit there and think of all the devious things he did, Wolcha.
So bleeping devious.
In prison.
Gosh.
That's a lot, dude. That's a lot. I saw they got some of the sort of the box score a little bit on him. His average bet. What do you guess his average bet was? Ipe's. By the way, placed 19,000 wagers between December 2021 and January 2024, according to the DOJ.
Oh, my goodness.
19,000 wagers. Now, what do you think the average bet was for him?
10 grand.
I was going to be like 12.
Okay. 12,800 hundo. You guys are both nice right there job, in a sweet
dude.
Spot, man.
You
guys know you're degenerates.
Yeah. Well, back to you, else health.
142 million. Of winning bets.
Wow. Okay.
But 182 million of losing bets.
Yeah.
40 million in total losses. So 40 million in total losses, but apparently, like, I wonder how much of that Shohei has ended up covering for him. Or maybe, you know, maybe portions of it was being covered by him, but then, you know, it was being, because they also have, like, the text exchanges.
Ooh.
When you get into the weeds on some of this. So it was like Mizuhara, this is back in June of 2023, he's talking to the illegal bookmaker guy that he was doing these things with, and he's like, the text reads from Ipe, I got my ass kicked again, lol, any chance I can get one last bump? This will be my last one for a while if I lose.
I promise.
Bookmaker responds, okay, bud. I just want to be able to communicate with my partner so he knows expectations. If I can assure him that minimum 500 will be sent every week, I'm assuming that's 500,000, I can do the bump to whatever you want. It's just imperative that the 500 is sent every week. As you can imagine, the figures are very high and just don't want to not be able to deliver what I tell him. FYI, I have already paid out of my pocket to him half of the balance that is on the account. Jeez. So whatever is lost every week, I have to give him half of the balance. That's why I'm asking these direct and important questions.
Ouch.
Wow. Couple days later, Mizuhara, Mizuhara messaged the bookmaker again. I'm the worst, LOL. Can't catch a break. Can I get one last bump? This is 2 days later.
Oh, my goodness. 2 days later?
I swear this is going to be my last until I get the balance down significantly. Promise this will be the last bump for a while. Bookmaker, same day. Okay, no problem. Done.
Wow.
Jeez. This is why you need legal gambling. You know, this illegal gambling can get out of control very quickly.
Bad, man.
And the people with the capital involved, you know, if they lose big time, you know, you're now trying to collect from organized crime. If you lose big time, organized crime is collecting from you. It's just a miserable place to be. I can't imagine how you could possibly execute a 9-to-5
I don't
or a
either.
Personal relationship. Know, talk about dude. A psychopath.
That's
psychopath.
Crazy. That's yeah. crazy.
The very next day, he texts him again. I have a problem.
No,
LOL.
The next day.
Can I get one last bump?
Last until the next day. Last bump.
This one is for real.
Yeah.
Last one for real. Bookmaker responds the same day. Done. And then he says, I have the same problem, to be honest with you, Ipe, as long as you can guarantee the 500 every Monday, I'll give you as much as you want because I know you're good for it. Again, I just have to clean it up with my partner, and that's one reason why I was asking before.
That's unbelievable.
500 grand a Jeez. Week.
Every Monday, you come correct with the 500.
Well, this is an evolving situation. Last thing I want to hit around the bases, Carter, going to pop this up. On the Twitch and on the YouTube, but Seinfeld night after opening day, July 5th is the best-selling ticket for the Yankees. And why? They're playing the Red Sox, you would think. No. It's because they're giving out a George Costanza bobblehead.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of the great George Costanza with a bat in his hand. Seinfeld night, July 5th for the first 18,000 guests. Rangers are giving away some great bobbleheads.
Oh, bat in hand.
Yeah, bat in hand. That's Seinfeld night, George Costanza style. I like that. That's fun. I'm sure a lot of Yankee fans are getting a kick out of it, but nothing quite like what we've got going on with our Rangers.